I would say let's get started. Welcome to the 2011 edition of LEAD, the USENIX workshop on large-scale exploits and emergent threats. My name is Christopher Krugel. I'm happy to serve as the program chair of the conference, and I just want to give you a little bit of remarks and some administrative information about the workshop today, and then we'll dive right into the first invited talk. So, what do we have for you today? I think we have a pretty exciting program, a packed program. We have 11 research papers and two invited talks. The 11 research papers on one day make it necessary that we shorten a little bit the time that we have compared to a normal conference where you have 30 minutes. It's 25 minutes here at the workshop. But we always, I think, or it makes sense at least for workshops to err on the side on taking rather more papers than fewer papers. So we don't pride ourselves on having a low acceptance rate for this workshop, but we rather want to have a good program with a lot of interesting talks and a lot of interesting discussions going on here. The two invited talks, they follow the idea of the workshop, which is, as I said, large-scale attacks and exploits against real-world systems. So we have the two invited speakers here. One is Nick Mathewson, who will speak right after the opening remarks, and Sashi Pattasarathy. And they talk about attacks against real-world systems such as Tor and search engines being in this particular case. It's actually interesting, although Google is our sponsor, so thanks for them. Unfortunately, they didn't want to talk about search. So we're happy that someone from Bing was actually willing to share a little bit about the details of the attacks they face as a search engine. We have the 11 papers in four sessions. The first session right after the invited talk is attacking large-scale real-world systems. So you see it's a theme that definitely goes through the day. The chair of that session is Stefan Savage here. So if you're one of the presenters, I've seen Stevens here, the second presenter, please report to Stefan. Later then, there is Studying Cyber Criminals and Their Tools. I will be the session chair, so if you are giving a paper in that session, please see me. We have Threat Measurements and Modeling in the afternoon. Session chair is Giovanni Vigna. He's in the back here. So if, if you're a speaker, please see him. And then we have, as the final session, New Threats and Challenges, and the session chair for that is Engin, who sits here in front. So please make sure if you are giving a presentation, see your session chairs and maybe make sure that your laptop works together with the projector. All right, so first, of course, I would like to give some acknowledgments. I want to give a big thank you to all the authors that actually took time to prepare a paper, to submit it. Some of the authors of the accepted papers are here giving the presentations. I would like to thank the members of the program committee and the external reviewers for providing feedback to the authors and for selecting the papers, and the chairs for helping me out, and of course you, the audience, for coming here. Before we go into the introduction for the first speaker, I want to give a little bit some hopeful words of advice for how we want to run the workshop. So, the idea normally of a workshop is that it's not like a conference where everybody has mature papers and, everybody tries to max out their 30 minutes they have and go to 28 minutes. So, maybe someone can get in a question, and sometimes there isn't even a question, so the session chair is forced to ask a question, so, to maintain politeness. So we don't really want that here. We really like to have some lively discussions, some interactions where, people maybe present something. It's not completely mature. They might have, not given you all the details, and you want to follow up with some questions, and you want to sort of spark some interactions. Okay, and in order for that to happen, there are, certain requirements or certain duties that both the speakers and the audience have, right? So, and the duty of the speaker is not to max out your 25 minutes with the talk, right? If you give your talk for 24 minutes and 30 seconds, then there won't be time for any questions. So you really want to leave time for questions, which means try to shoot for 15 minutes, all right? If you go to 17, it's fine too, but, really try in order to make that workshop work to keep some time in the end for people to ask you questions. And, of course, if the authors give the speakers give the courtesy of leaving all this time for questions, then now there is the task of the audience to actually leverage that, right? It doesn't make too much sense if the speaker ends after 15 minutes and then, you know, eagerly awaits your questions, and then there's silence in the room, okay? So the task then of the audience is to actually ask questions. Try to ask, follow-up questions if you want to hear some more details about something, or if you disagree, just, ask a controversial question, and we have some discussion going on. I think it's more fun for everyone and tries to stick to sort of the true idea of a workshop where you have, discussions and not just, sitting there reading emails and waiting for them to, finish their presentations. All right, so with that, I have the announcements of the breaks and breakfast. It says here breakfast, probably it's sort of the first coffee break, 10:30 to 11, and the second coffee break in the afternoon, 2:30 to 3:15, both of which are taking place at the Republic Foyer, which is where you registered. All right, so downstairs. And the lunch is actually served, so USENIX provides lunch for you, and it's in the Republic room, which is right next to the Republic foyer. Okay, so should be relatively easy to find, and you should know all the rest. There's the wireless internet. You might have seen it already. There's USENIX as the network you can access. And you might not want to do that immediately and start checking your emails because that you can't ask the questions after the talks.